my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Today is Friday. Oh, my goodness. The time is flying by. I cannot believe we're coming to the end of this quarter in just about another 10, 11 days. The first quarter of this year, 2026, will be in the history books. I hope you're having a good quarter. Well, I'm looking forward to our broadcast today. We're going to find ourselves in the book of 1 John in chapter number 2, and we'll pick it up in verse 15. I love the book of John. Well, I love John. What a great disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Calvary came through once again. Let's have the group sing for us right now as they sing, Calvary came through once again. You'll enjoy the song. Is it going to start? Are you starting? Go ahead, kids. You sing for us, will you please? Praise God for that song. Calvary always comes through. Calvary covers it all. my past with its sin and shame, my guilt and despair, Jesus took on. Brother Treiber, you sing all the time. Why? Well, I'm just going to tell you, they never put me on the list for the church to sing, and so I'm going to have to put myself on my own list. Well, enough of that. I have a home beyond the river. Here's the, it's a happy song. Thank God for the home that we have that's on the other side soon. And very soon, I'm going to go see the King of Kings, and we'll be on the other side. I have a home beyond the river. Sing it, singers.
I have a home beyond the river. I've a mansion bright and fair. I've a home beyond the river. I will dwell with Jesus there.
Oh, the blessed contemplation when with trouble here I sigh.
I've a home beyond the river that I'll enter by and by. I've a home beyond the river. I've a mansion bright and fair. I've a home beyond the river. I will dwell with Jesus there. Just a little more to labor, tell the story, watch and pray. Just a few more earthly sorrows, then to heaven we'll fly away. How sweet 'twill be to meet them, all the ransomed host above. Sweeter still to see the Savior, praise Him for redeeming love. I've a home beyond the river. I've a mansion bright and fair. I've a home beyond the river. I will dwell with Jesus there. I will dwell with Jesus there. I will dwell with Jesus there.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15 says this, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. God's word is telling us all throughout the book of 1 John, love, love, love. If you love your brethren, love your enemy, love the Lord, love, love, love. But here is a negative, love not the world. The world's this present cosmos. This world has a philosophy, and the philosophy of this world is anti-God. It's not for God. It's not for righteousness. And God says, don't love this world. Everything that God has, Satan has a counterpart. And the counterpart that Satan has is always opposite with God. God believes in righteousness. The devil believes in unrighteousness. God believes in holiness. The devil believes in unholiness. God believes in Christian music. The devil believes in Christian rock. Everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit. It's just the opposite. God believes in peace, but the devil believes in war. God believes in heaven. The devil believes in hell. God believes in salvation. The devil believes in evolution and things of that nature that you don't need to be saved. You know, for everything that God has, Satan has a counterfeit. Now, with that in mind, love not the world. God's word is very clear. This world has a dress that's worldly, has music that it has to. There has to be worldly music. There has to be worldly music. There has to be worldly dress. There has to be worldly worship. There has to be a worldly philosophy. There has to be, because that's what the world does. And there has to be a godly worship and godly dress and godly holiness and godly music. Love not the world. You don't need to love this world. Neither the things that are in this world. Stop being so envious of all that the world has. The world, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Aren't you realizing? Don't you feel like you're getting further and further away from the world? The world advertises everything. They're all for sodomy, man with man, woman with woman. That's not Bible. They're for transgender. That's not Bible. God didn't create Adam and Eve and Eve and Eve, and he didn't create you to be Adam and whatever you are. No, God created Adam and Eve. Male and female created he them. Hillary Clinton just had a big fit because Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia said, I believe in two genders. And she's, well, what about women? And that screechy old voice of hers, she can say whatever she wants. Hillary does not know the Lord. No, she's not saved. She advertises for everything that's wicked. Everything that's right, she's against. Everything that's wrong, she's for. Love not the world. Don't love this world. Don't love the things of this world. Don't love the philosophy of this world. Don't love what this world is pushing on you constantly in the news, on the television, on programming, on sports. I didn't watch 1 second of this football game, the Super Bowl. I didn't see 1 second of that halftime show. Not a second of it. But I'm not going to have some foreigner coming in here speaking in another language in America. America's football is America. And criticizing our president, criticizing our government, criticizing America. No, sir. And then tack on at the end, God bless America. That's a bunch of phony baloney. You know, what's wrong with this NFL? What's wrong with the NBA? What's wrong with all these sports? They're pushing everything as anti-God. Well, they know not the Lord. And when you know not the Lord, you're going to push everything that is anti-God. I want you today to start loving God with all your heart, all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but of the world. So you're going to have to make a decision today what you're going to live and love and live for and love with your life. I would say, let's love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. That's the first and great commandment. The second is like unto first, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, Matthew 22. Well, friend, I love you so much. I thank God for our great listeners, and I praise God for this wonderful day to serve the King of Kings. Saturday's coming. Let's make it a great Saturday as we go out soul winning, knocking on doors and visiting people, getting folks to come to church. And then Sunday, all be in the choir and be in your spot and be ready to win people Christ. May it be a great, great day here at home and on the mission field. Father, bless our missionaries worldwide this weekend as they preach and teach your Bible and the preachers here in the States. And God, may it be a wonderful day as we seek to glorify and magnify your name in song, in tithing, in preaching, and a response. In Jesus' name we ask this for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.